Alabama and Tennessee's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two already. I don't even know where hour number one went. But hour number two, here we are. I'm about to jump into a dipper. Let me get a few quick text messages so I can clean those up and see what you guys got on the... Here's what Bobby from Huntsville says on that Montesano cross. He says, Phil, I live on Montesano Mountain, and as a kid, I always remember the cross being the only thing you could see going up 431 except for the TV towers. Now the mountainside is littered with houses, and you can't see the cross. Okay, so is it on... Okay, so it's on that side. All right, I'm just trying to picture where it is. Okay, that's great. I want to find it. I want to find a picture of it. Brand new texter, Tony from Elkmont. Tony, we're glad you're in the text lines. He says, the book A Walk in the Woods is better than the movie and worth a read, in my opinion. Yeah, I agree. And I mean, I thoroughly enjoy it. I think I still have it on my shelf. It's a great book. Especially the part that caused me to laugh out loud was when he considered what might happen if a bear came to his tent. That was worth the whole read. Tom with All the Kids in Huntsville says, our trail life troop hikes the Sipsey. Oh, that's a great, yes, the Sipsey Wilderness is wonderful. Said, I'm also reliably informed that lying to the FBI is a prosecutable offense. Yes, sir. I would say so. And then he switches back to the hiking again. Says camping at Montesano as well. There you go. Tom with All the Kids. Matt from Madison says, this is off topic. Okay. He said, Caroline Leavitt used the term panickins, and I found myself waiting for JP's sound effect. We need to find a way to offer that to her, or at the very least make a meme where every time she uses the term, we play it.
Yeah, that would go viral.
It would. All right, let's jump on in here. I got a topic, gerrymandering hypocrisy. So one quick update. This just happened in the last about 45 minutes. JP looked it up real quick during the break. So you remember the story right now, Texas is redrawing the lines for their congressional districts. They're redistricting. The odd thing is this is a midterm or mid-cycle redistricting. Usually what happens is the census is done every 10 years. I've been a part of this in the Alabama Senate. The census is done every 10 years. The legislature then convenes the next year. Like in my case, it was 2011. And we go through the process of drawing the lines, setting them up. They have to be population-based. If you're subject to the Voting Rights Act, which is a law, but it also really applied in a lot of ways to some of the southern states, like Alabama, then you are also scrutinized as to whether or not race was a factor, which we learned apparently race is supposed to be a factor, they say now, except that it has to be only in favor of, you know, minority races. It's a weirdly infuriating process. Texas is doing a mid-cycle review and reapportionment. What does that mean? Are they allowed to do that? Well, it's a mix of federal and state law. The federal law says that a congressional district has to be based upon a certain amount. It gives you a population base. In other words, if you have this many people in your state, you get this many seats in Congress. Each congressional district has to be drawn then to encompass that many people, or roughly within a margin of error. You're allowed a small margin of error because it's hard to draw. At that point, the ideal would be that you try to keep counties and communities as intact as possible. That's out the window. Then there's a thing called gerrymandering. Gerrymandering is a loose term that basically means that the party in charge, in this case the Republicans, decides to redraw the lines and begin to move the boundaries in a way that favors their party. Huh. Everybody does this. I'm not saying I'm all about it. What I'm saying is everybody does this, and elections do have consequences. If you elect a majority of one party, that party is going to wind up being in charge of the voting on reapportionment. They're going to be able to move the train. They're going to be able to get the maps they want done because they have the majority. Elections have consequences because the other piece of this is federal law says X amount of people, but state law determines the process by which it's done. Typically, most states do it through the legislature. Alabama does, Texas does. California, being California, they have an electoral commission that does it. It's supposed to be a bipartisan, two-party commission. I don't know how, you know, free of bias it really is, but they use a separate commission to do it. All right, so state law governs. That's why Texas has decided their state law doesn't say they can't do it more than once in a 10-year period. They thought, heck, let's do it again now. We're in charge. Why would we not? So they have now set about the process of redistricting, and the Democrats are having a complete come apart. The level of hypocrisy has been ludicrous. On top of that is the level of hilarity that I get in watching Democrats continue to thump themselves on the chest and puff up and strut around and use big talk because they ran away. House Democrats in Texas have literally fled the state to avoid making a quorum. So they're hiding out. Most of them are in Illinois, which is also ludicrous because Illinois is the most gerrymandered state in the nation. The hypocrisy, though, of these Democrats, they'll stand there and they'll go, we are taking the brave stand against Donald Trump and his minions and Greg Abbott's cabinet and the people of the Republican Party in Texas. We are taking the total brave stand to stop this and save democracy. You don't act brave by running away from your job. Just saying. Like, how about this? Do like the Alabama Democrats did when they saw the handwriting on the wall. Go back there and try to filibuster. Go back there and demand concessions. Go back there and hold up other bills. Go back there and use all the tactics that happens in the legislative process. By the way, running away is not one of them. That's called abdicating your apparent responsibilities. Governor Abbott has called it abandonment of your post, which according to Texas Constitution could have them removed from office. This whole thing is dynamic. It's interesting. And the level of hypocrisy is huge. Now, let me flip the script over here to JP. I did not realize until just a few minutes ago that apparently they got a quorum in the Senate. Am I right?
They do, yes.
In Texas Senate?
They do.
So what do you know?
So they actually just a couple of hours ago passed this new map in the Senate, 19-2. However, before I continue, I have to add that 9 Democrats in the Senate actually walked out. When they brought this vote up, I'm putting up a quick video on there. So it wasn't enough Democrats to leave to actually break quorum, so they still held the vote and it passed. But I find it funny that they did that. They actually said that, quote, we stand in solidarity with our House Democrats, our Democrat brothers and sisters, says our options here to push back and fight in the Senate are pretty limited, so we're using every tool we have, which is walking out of the Senate chambers.
So here's what I know about that, by the way. Usually quorum is established when the first roll call is done, And then after that, depending upon the type of bill, it can be a majority of those still present to vote. Mm-hmm. Quorum is established to be able to open the day of business.
Yeah.
I don't think you have to establish quorum for every vote.
Yeah.
And so they apparently got in the room, and I don't know how it worked, but in Alabama, what I could imagine would have happened is they got in the room, took the roll, and then some member of the Republican side went up and said, I'd like to call up a bill out of order, and they didn't see it coming. And when the bill got dropped, they were like, oh my God, and they ran
run
out
away.
Of the room. Run away.
Yeah. So it passed the Senate earlier today, and now it goes on to the House.
Okay.
But obviously they don't have enough in the House to
make quorum.
So I'm reading here on the Texas Tribune, apparently Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick and the House Speaker, they said that they would adjourn for the session if the lower chamber continued to lack a quorum on Friday. But then said that Greg Abbott would then immediately call a second special session with the same agenda while possibly adding even more items in there. So I guess that's their strategy right now.
You know what's so awful here, too, is this special session that they're in was also designed to bring relief to flood-stricken areas Texas.
They're
not even there to take care of
the amount of stuff not getting done because they're just not there.
Yeah.
So I wish they would just see the writing on the wall.
By the way, this map, if it passed, could have now one website is saying it adds 5 GOP seats, eliminates 5 Democrats. Understand that doesn't really happen until the vote takes place. The people vote. So Democrats have the opportunity to try and save some of those seats, but the lines have obviously been drawn to where it probably encompasses more Republican voting districts into certain places that groups them together in such a way. But if you look at the map, I'm looking at the map right now.
Yeah.
The blue in that state is hunkered down around a few small isolated areas.
I was just about to say that. So if you, I'm going to put the video again, so the video has a map on it, but you can see, it's Houston, Austin, Dallas, El Paso. The rest is red. And it's little, tiny,
it's Texas.
Metropolitan cities that are blue. but the rest are red.
We have more blue than that in Alabama.
Yeah, and those little blues are Al Green, Jasmine Crockett. That's what they produce, those Democrats.
Well, Jasmine Crockett's having a complete freak out because this map also draws her out of her district.
Yeah. Go figure.
I think they have what? Do they have 37 House districts, I think, in Texas?
I believe something like that.
We have 7 in ours. Gives you a difference of the population base. But that's why, by the way, that's why other states have more representation in Congress, because they have a bigger population. So that's why, oh, by the way, New York and California both lost seats last time because their population shrank because people are running away from liberal policies. Texas grew. So, listen, this whole thing's funny. Before we go to the break, I got to say one more thing that was really funny was Democrats, when they heard that Greg Abbott was talking about removing them from their offices, their response was a post, like a meme. It said, come and take it. Well, come and take it is a phrase, molon labe. It's a phrase from the Battle of Thermopylae when the Spartans stood in the gap against the Persian army. I got to say, that was a battle where they said, come and take it, and then they stood.
Yep.
You don't get to use that phrase as a token of your running away.
Well, I also saw Jasmine Crockett's funny video of like, if I want to stay in the house, I'm going to stay in the house. Thank you. That's it.
And I feel like it.
It's like, that's not how it works, actually. But I guess you'll find out.
Pretty sure that the voters get a vote.
Yeah.
All right. We're taking a break. Coming right back. I got so much on this, but I'm not sure I'm going to get it all out. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, saving the world one soundbite at a time. All right, don't forget, coming up after the next break, Congressman Barry Moore coming on to announce his run for the U.S. Senate. We'll talk to Congressman Moore here momentarily. In the meantime, let me do a little more on this gerrymandering thing. So I got two articles here, one from Politico and one from The Hill. I hold them in my calloused former paratrooper hands. Phil, did you go to Politico? I did. I go to these places so you don't have to. Politico is talking about how the Democrats are trying to separate their tactical use of redistricting from that of the Republicans. What does that mean? Nothing. It means they do it too, but they don't want you to talk about that. It's their tactical use. They use it tactically. What? All right, this is Politico, right? But this whole article quotes Governor J.B. Pritzker, the extremely partisan Democrat governor of Illinois, and former U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder. I mean, my gosh, could you find two more partisan individuals to comment on this? They're claiming that the Texas legislature is trying to cheat mid-decade. Oh, so you can cheat when it's not mid-decade. That's what they're trying to say. Well, they're cheating at the wrong time.
Yeah. We're supposed to cheat at that time. You can't cheat before we can cheat.
Cheating is done at the first of the decade, not later. Anyway, pushing a rare mid-decade redraw of the Texas legislative maps. You know, they never say this is illegal. Have you noticed that? They never say you can't do it. They just say you shouldn't. This is bad form. Bad form!
It's a taste of their own medicine.
That's exactly what it is. Republicans say their calls are hypocritical. Governor Greg Abbott pointed out, most of these that are complaining in other states, they have no capability to do anything. This whole thing about a gerrymandering war, now California's going to do it. Now New York's going to do it. Well, he points out, they've already gerrymandered their states so much, they don't have any Republican members in Congress anyway. It's a joke. Okay. Having said that, let's take a look at some of that. How about The Hill? New York Governor Kathy Hochul declared the move by Texas Republicans was a legal insurrection of our U.S. Capitol. Others repeated the Democratic mantra that it was the death of democracy. Even President Barack Obama chimed in, who said nothing, it points out, nothing, when his own state of Illinois was completely gerrymandered, which is where J.B. Pritzker is now. J.B. Pritzker bellowed that gerrymandering was an attempt to steal congressional seats. Never mind that Illinois is the most gerrymandered state in the country. The redistricting, if you look at their lines, it's unreal. It looks like spider webs. They don't draw like whole communities together. They run lines down the interstate to get to the next place where there's more Democrats voting. It's unreal. But the redistricting law signed by Pritzker left Republicans with only 3 of the state's 17 congressional seats. 3, even though Democrats and Republicans nearly split the vote for the presidential race most recently. What does that tell you? If you've got that many voting Republicans and they only have 3 congressional seats, don't sit there and talk to us about gerrymandering. How about this? Let's go to, oh, I don't know, Massachusetts. Governor Maura Healey pledged to retaliate by gerrymandering her heavily Democrat state. The problem? It's already so badly gerrymandered, there's no Republican House members in the state anyway. Haven't been since the 1990s. How about California Governor Gavin Newsom, always good for a laugh? He quickly pledged to order a new round of gerrymandering in a state where Republicans constitute roughly 40% of the congressional vote in 2024, but only got 17% of the seats. Think about that. 40% of the vote, only 17% of the seats. In order for him to do this, they would have to spend more than $200 million to have a special ballot proposition to change the Constitution because California law currently doesn't allow it. Just saying. Then there's James Carville. Oh, yes, the mouth of the South. Is that guy still alive? It's like Yoda talking to us.
Barely.
If Yoda got angry and had roid rage and did a podcast, it would be James Carville.
That's pretty much, yeah. That spot on.
Ooh, an angry Democrat he is. Carville insisted that once the Democrats retake power, they should, quote, unilaterally add Puerto Rico and the District of Columbia as states and then pack the Supreme Court to guarantee Republicans never win again. Is he listening to himself? Is he hearing what he's saying? I'm mad at the Republicans for doing something their law allows in Texas. So what we should do is we should try to unilaterally make two more states that we think will be Democrat and then pack the Supreme Court so they can never get in their way again. Like, okay, let's say I see something wrong, and so I advocate for three more wrongs because that definitely makes things right.
Of course.
Yeah. Doing it to save democracy, he says. Now, I got to tell you, as we head to the break, and I'll wrap this up, right here in Alabama, it makes you wonder. So State Senator Arthur Orr, one of the leaders in the Alabama Senate that I served with when I was down there, great guy, and he said most recently when he was asked on Dale Jackson's show, did he think that could ever happen in Alabama? And he said, absolutely. He said, we may just redraw the maps, and all of a sudden you'll have Shamari Figures and Terry Sewell gone. Paraphrasing slightly, but that's pretty much what he said. He said, politics reign. You've seen these districts, Dale. They're talking about Illinois and other Democrat blue states. It makes no sense the way they draw their districts. But that's the thing. Elections have consequences. Speaking of elections, coming up next, Congressman Barry Moore is running for the U.S. Senate. We'll have more. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.